Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you who are coming by way of the Blog Talk. And millions are joining us all over the world. And we just thank God for you. Approach you very humbly. And thank God for every church affiliation, church denomination, all of you coming from different walks of life. But we can pray together. And we can praise God together, even though we have different backgrounds, different economic struggles. And we thank God for you. Oh, my Lord, it's been wonderful hearing about what the Lord is doing and has done. We were on an all-night shut-in the night before last. And oh, my God, it was so mighty and so wonderful. I'm going to pray. I've got a special guest today for you. And then we're going to pray, and then we're going to hear our special guest. Get ready. Amen. Expect the Lord to do something mighty. Oh, expect. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we certainly thank you for every struggle, for every mountain. Hallelujah. Thank you to God for everything that you're doing here right now. And thank you for all the distractions. We accept us with your approval. Because if the enemy wasn't trying to attack us, he certainly wouldn't have told that we are doing your work. Amen. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And we thank you for everything. Now, I plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you because 12 and 10 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. God, thank you for the blood. It shall never lose its power. We praise you, glorify you. Ask you to forgive us all our sins. Please. Everything that we've done that you didn't like, please forgive us. God, we've been taught by you and trained by you. And we try to do our level best. All the things we haven't done, please forgive us in the name of Jesus. Now touch us with your finger, Lord. We give you glory, we give you adoration, and we give you praise. And Lord, thank you today because you're blessing the prayer line. And thank you for what you're going to do and for what you're doing right now. I want to thank you for how you're making a way out of no way. Thank you for shaking the chunk tree. I'm thanking you in advance, Lord, for what you're going to do there and for all the mighty financial blessings that you're going to send. God, we thank you for all the compassion that the people have. And thank you for training them to have compassion and to have love for their fellow sister and brother. Thank you for everything, God. Oh, if I was to thank you for everything, I could think of the Lord, it would take a while. But just please know that we're grateful and we love you very, 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 very much. Thank you for blessing us today. And for leaders on the Holy Ghost, I want to thank you for taking over the prayer line. And so anything you want to do, do it. We're welcome to do it. And take over those persons, even around the phones. Train them and teach them wisdom. We pray. The Holy Ghost, only you can do that. For you are the one who holds wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, all women lack wisdom, let them ask of God who give it to all men and women liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to base your prayer lines, even the youth prayer line, on the word of God. And I pray that those persons who don't want the word of God to prevail, that you, God, bless us with people who want the word of God to prevail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We give you glory and adoration and praise. Thank God for it. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless all of you on the front line this morning. Are y'all awake here?
Yes, Archie.
All right, you're awake. Good morning to everybody on the prayer line. Good morning to
Good
you.
Morning.
Good 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 morning.
And let's speak to the Lord for sure. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
I want to ask a question.
How many on this line really realize that the Lord has been good to you?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah, he's been good to
Lord.
You. Now, you woke up this morning. How many woke up with the praise in your heart?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, y'all are ready. Come on. Praise check means let me check the level here of your praise. Where are you this morning? Are you on just the building?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Have a high praise. Come on. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Somebody got a high praise. And I do realize that it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock there where you are. And some places, 5 o'clock. So you can make such amen. And I want to thank the Lord for all of the distractions. Amen. Thank God. He's going to reveal that to us who's doing all of that. Amen. And so I want to thank God for it. Thank God we got many, many wise and smart people in this line, spiritually wise, spiritually smart, and naturally smart. Thank you. And many naturally wise. Thank you so much. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let's give honor and respect to the Lord. I mean, as if you were in church on Sunday and even in your quiet place in your home. Amen. Would you be like that? Would you be doing the things you're doing? Amen. If you really were there respecting the Lord. God bless you. I want to ask Ambassador Hagen, I don't know if you're able to. Amen. We're praying for Bishop Hagen. Amen. Who is going through some procedures in the hospital. We are praying for him. Heavenly Father, thank you for an ultra, ultra, ultra awesome miracle for Bishop Hagen. I appreciate it. And you will get the glory and the praise shall be thine. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. If you're there, give us some instructions, amen, about moving around the phone, things like that. Yes, she's not. She's probably in the room with her husband. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, Chief, I'm here. I've had some nurses with Bishop. If you can just give me about 2 minutes, I'll be glad to come back and give those instructions for you.
Beautiful. Amen. Yes. I'm going to open up the line to pray for Bishop Hagen. Prayer is a key to the kingdom. And I want someone who's ever been in the hospital and can understand, see, the way you have compassion, you have to put yourself there in a situation where people are hurting. And you have to see how it feels. And when you see how it feels, you begin to know what people are going through. Amen. So somebody who's been in the hospital and had a time there, and God brought you out. I want you to pray for Bishop James E. Hagen, Ambassador Bishop Hagen. Who can do that? I shouldn't have All right, go ahead. The line is open to you. Heavenly Father, thank you for Bishop James C. Hagin and for what Ambassador Hagin is going through. God, both ambassadors, I thank you for how you brought them. These are our first ambassadors, Lord, and they need your help now. There are tests around them. They're going through tests, and they're going through trials and tribulations. And I ask you, well, let me just thank you today for a mighty, mighty, mighty miracle. I know you're in the room, and whenever you're in the room, all things are subject to you. So I'm thanking you right now for being in the room and thanking you right now for your hand touch upon Bishop Ambassador Hagin. Lord God, we appreciate everything that you're doing. We thank you for taking your finger of love and touching him. We thank you, Lord, for encouraging his heart. We're thanking you, Lord, for encouraging his mind. We're thanking you, Lord, for the faith that he has. And may I just say this, Lord, that you said that if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to move, and it shall be done for us of the Father. Lord, I speak to the mountain there. Whatever is wrong, I speak to it, and I plead the blood of Jesus against that mountain. And I commend the mountain by Matthew 16 and 19. Yes, I bind you on this earth. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against you. And I command you to get out of his system. The resurrection blood of Jesus is going in there now. If you refuse to move, just let the blood get on you. You will never be able to have any power because you'll be dissolved like dust. The blood of Jesus comes in there now. God, touch it. Thank you for touching it. Thank you for moving. And thank you for blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. And thank you for all the distractions that's encouraging me all the time. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for the encouragement. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for encouraging Dr. Julie C. Hagin and for your blessings upon her life. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. All right. I want to ask, is Ambassador Hagin, are you back yet? All right. God bless you. When she comes back, we'll get the instructions.
Praise God. Yes, sir. We're here. We're just on the
Give us instructions about the moving around the phone, about how they do the phone and open phone, things like that. Some people are new to the line, and they don't know. Amen. Thank God. Ambassador, give that to us right now, and then we're going to...
Oh, all right. Good morning to you. How are you? Yes, good morning, everyone. We're just excited about the Lord and excited about what he's doing. And we do honor our chief ambassador and to everyone that's here. And we do honor our husband that's here. We're here, camp out. But for the instructions of this, or as follows, please do not use your speakerphone mode while participating in the live conference. Please be sure you're not open to phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phone, computer phone, Skype, Magic Jacks, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room with the phone, holding private conversations which certainly will become public knowledge. Everyone is invited to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind the basic call is applied. That is, you always have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. You definitely do not want to carry on private conversations because it certainly will become public knowledge. If there is a discrepancy on your line, all you want to do is just press star 6. That will mute your line. Glory to God. And
let me interrupt you just for a moment.
Yes.
Please forgive me. And go ahead, please, and attend to your husband there. Let me see if I can remember those to the people. Thank you so much. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, compassion towards you. Amen. Amen. Those on the line this morning, I want to just ask you if you would not move around. Please just press *6 and that will mute your line. If you've got the radio on in the background, press *6. Thank you. And if you're having to move all around in your kitchen, get ready, press *6. If you are in your bed and press *6, because we won't hear all the noise of having to make to get settled. *6. We don't want to have to mute your line, but press *6. And Ambassador Hagin, we're praying again for your husband, Lord. Thank you for deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. We appreciate your willingness and the humility that you show, which is the humility of a real Christian. And thank you for being willing to follow your chief. Amen. Thank you for being willing to follow the leader. Thank you so much. Yes, the Lord here. Amen. And that we're hearing right now, if that's what we're talking about, press *6, beloved. Amen. And that will stop all of them in the background. I mean, I know the enemy is against what we're trying to do. Because we got a special guest on this morning. Oh, my God. That has a testimony like I've never heard before in my entire life. I brought it here to be a blessing to you. And even before I present this person, I know the enemy doesn't want you all to hear this. But God does. And he wants you to hear it because no matter who you are, where you come from, or what has happened in your life, he wants you to know that you can be forgiven and you can be healed of the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for to all of us on the all-night set-in. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing it was to hear that no matter what you go through, God can use you for his glory if you'll only come to him and confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God bless you. Amen. Missionary Reynolds on the line this morning. Are you there yet, Missionary Reynolds? All right. God bless you. She'll be back, I'm sure. All right. I'll be checking on her. Missionary Reynolds, are you there? All right. Let me get a few praise reports while we're waiting on her. And after a praise report, I'll check and see if she's there. All right. Who on the line has a praise report, has a testimony, a praise report of what God did for you? Amen. Anyone? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Chief.
All right, good. All right. Who has a praise report? Give me a praise report of what God has done for you. And jump in there and give it. Who is the first one? Give you a praise report. I'll be checking on missionary.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown from Kansas. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
I mean, right back before you go. Be right back. I'll be right back. Go ahead. And when she finishes, somebody else jump in there and give you a praise report about what the Lord has done. All right, go ahead. The line is open.
Okay, praise God. This is Sheila Brown again in Kansas, and I'd just like to give praise report for God bringing me and bringing us through our all-night shut-in and just thank the Lord for his move of his mighty love and all of that. I wasn't on the line yesterday. I went to sleep about 4, and I just thank God for everybody that poured into me, everybody that was obedient to the Lord and just blessed me. I just slept, and I thank God for all of y'all helping me. May God bless you all.
Somebody else.
Good morning. This is Brother Lonnie Collin from Kansas City. I'd like to give praise report this morning. I'd like to thank the Lord for my pastor, Dr. and Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, First Lady Dr. Betty Johnson. I'd like to praise the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I'd like to thank the Lord this morning for all that he's done for me, for bringing me out of a time in my life when I was lost. I thank him for hearing my cry when I was, you know, in the world and just living like a filthy wretch. I like to thank the Lord for hearing my prayer when I cried out and helping me to get back on the right path. I just give him honor this morning for working in my life, you know, on a daily basis, for allowing me to meditate on him and his goodness. I just thank him this morning for giving me the breath of life today. I just thank him for that, and I just want to continue to walk and continue to serve God, and I am seeking him with all my heart, my soul, and my mind, so that all things can be added unto me. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm far from perfect, and I have a lot of work to do, and I'm just, you know, constantly asking for strength and guidance.
Bless you.
Elaine,
I hear you. You
want to give the Lord
good morning.
Honor this morning, and I just thank him.
God bless you. Well, Lonnie, I want to just thank you for that praise report. You know, you're really growing, man, and I appreciate what God is doing in your life. Amen. We had a prayer on the prayer line and asked God to bring more men, and he's bringing more men. Have y'all recognized that miracle? Amen. I teach this learn to recognize a miracle when God is doing something. He's answering prayer.
Yes.
Thank God for you. Amen. Sister Reynolds, is that you? Is that you, Sister Reynolds?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, we've been waiting on you. We want to thank God for you. Amen. I want you to give your testimony. And I realize that you have, let me just say to you all that she's really making a sacrifice. She's got a young boy there who is that your son or your grandson?
These are my daughter's sons. It's four little boys, 6 months
all
old,
right.
4 years. Amen. 5 years, 8 years.
Yeah, well, we're going to understand as you give your testimony because little boys get fidgety. But we're going to, you know, I thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer who brought the scripture to us the other night. And when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So what I'm saying is we've got to understand what she's facing right now as she gives her testimony. So let's act as we are a tour sanctum. Amen. Thank you for coming in the midst of having to get your grandsons ready. Amen. But this is really so important. The line is open to you. This is Missionary Lavinia Reynolds. Tell us where you're from, Missionary Reynolds, where you're from, and give us that testimony.
My name is Lavinia Reynolds, and I'm on the line from Lansing, Michigan. I'm a member of Lansing Church of God in Christ under the leadership of Bishop Samuel Duncan, Jr. Actually, I came to church about, I guess it's been almost 15 years ago. My children were in foster care, and the foster mom took them to Lansing Church of God in Christ. And I went to visit my kids, but the message that Bishop Duncan shared, I came back the next week, and that time it was because I wanted to hear the word. My testimony is very powerful, and the Lord has led me to write a memoir. And in that memoir, I start off by sharing the fact that when I was 6 years old, my own mother taught me how to be a thief. I was a thief in my life. Then I went on to school to become a hairstylist. But as a hairstylist, that was like my front. My main occupation was I was a thief. I started to use drugs at a very young age. So being in the profession that I was in allowed me to use drugs and still maintain a lifestyle where a lot of people didn't even realize that I was a drug addict because I was a hairstylist. I've shared a little bit of my testimony the other night, but that's like only a tip of the ice because my entire life is a testimony. And as I said, I asked the Lord why he kept me. My mom's dead. My dad's dead. All my friends have been killed. They're dead. Why am I alive, Lord? I've been shot in the head. I've been raped twice, once by the police. I still have a bullet in my back. Why you keep me, Lord? And the Lord shared with me over 2,000 years ago the miracles that he did back then. He's still doing them today. You're a walking testimony to that. You write the story. You show people that don't believe. I'm still doing miracles today that I am through your life. I mean, I fell asleep once doing 80 miles an hour on I-75. I woke up about a good mile from the highway. The car wasn't scratched. Nothing was wrong with me. The police said that I had flew over this indent in the earth, and they were looking at me like I was weird or something. And they kept saying, "Do you know how lucky you are? Do you know?" And I'm like, at that time, I had no concept that God had saved my life. So I'm saying to the police, "Yeah, if I'm so lucky, give me a ride home since you can't get my car out of there," because at that time, I was of the world. I had no idea that God was keeping me. People have always felt that when you live a life like where I come from, the Lord don't hear your prayers. I'm here to say yes, he does. Because when I shot my own son and I said, "Lord, don't let my baby die," I saw my son raise up off the floor and stand up and walk to the car before he collapsed. To have four major surgeries he had to have. They didn't know if he was going to live or die. But that's just part of what I've been through in my life. I've also been, my mother, she tried to kill me twice. She had some mental issues. And one time I'm driving and she put a knife to my throat. All of this I write about because I give God glory for what he's done in my life. Anytime you can be shot in the head, don't have any mental issues from that gunshot. I mean, I have a little indent in the back of my ear, and hair won't grow there. But the fact that that bullet ricocheted off a concrete wall before it hit my head, God was at work then. He has done so much in my life, okay? I've actually left my home and left a fire on the stove. Didn't know I did that. And when I got back home, I'm like, why is my window open? Somebody done broke in my house. I get back home to find out that the fire department had been in there. My neighbor said he was walking his dog and he saw flames coming up off the stove, so he called the fire department. By the time I get back, the fire was out and everything. I walk through the door, I'm like, and I smell smoke in here. So God has done so much in my life, and that's why I wrote the book. I'm still going through things because Satan been trying to kill me my entire life. One, he don't want this testimony told because it's giving God glory. To live the life that I live today is a miracle because I'm from the streets. I used drugs over 40 years of my life. My brother is doing life in prison for murder. I've done it all, and I've come from it all, but God turned my whole life around. He's an amazing God. He's an awesome God. I give him glory. I would like to mention that my book can be bought at my website, Lavinias, Lavinias, books, books.com. You can purchase In Pursuit of Sanity there. I'm getting ready to write my second book, and the name of that book is It's Murder. And the reason that I name it that, because I had 14 abortions. Even that is a miracle that I'm alive and I had 5 kids in the midst of 14 abortions. But even when I was getting those abortions, I didn't realize I was killing God's babies. I thought, they're not babies yet. It's, you know, they're not turning into babies too after 3 months. So amazing, amazing testimony. And I just wanted to share that, and I hope that someone is
disregard
blessed.
Disregard that 10 seconds. That's just for our blog line. Amen. Go ahead and give your testimony.
Okay, I was saying that I hope that someone is blessed by me opening up and sharing things that, one, I kept secret. I was one of those people, it ain't nobody business what I've been through or what I'm living. But see, the Lord, when he sets you free, like he has set me free, you can talk about it all. My life is an open book. I don't care what a person asks me, I'm going to talk about it, because I realized that the Lord saved my life and he kept me to win souls, to let people see that he's real. You got a generation of people today that don't even believe in the Lord, but I'm here to tell you that he is real. He's so real that if you just search for him and seek him, oh my God, you get a relationship with him that is so awesome. He's better than any drug I've ever taken. And even if you've never lived the life I lived, everybody knows somebody in their family that's going through something. In pursuit of sanity, if it's not a help to you, it's a help to somebody in your family. Buy it as a gift to them. But the book, as I said, was written because the Lord showed me that everything I've come through is for his glory, to win souls. So I could say a whole lot more, but I hear my grandsons upstairs, and they're like, you know, what is going on? We're usually eating breakfast at this time. But I thought that this was more important than getting them off to school on time, so they could be a few minutes late today, because I feel that the Lord had me on this program to bless somebody. Somebody that's listening can relate to what I've been through in life. Anytime you walk around with a bullet still in your back, I walked bent over for a whole year. And one day, I come out the bathroom because I had been praying, Lord, just let me die tonight. I can't live like this. My neighbors is calling me the old black lady. I ain't even 50 years old, and they saying I'm old. I felt old. I didn't want to live anymore. How can I live like this? I can't even pick my own grandson up. And one day, I'm coming out the bathroom. My son was home from college. He was at the computer. I had stopped even looking in the mirror because I was bent over. What's there to look at? And I come out the bathroom, and my son, he hollers out, Mama, you ain't walking bent over no more. I look down, and I'm like, oh, my God, thank you, Lord. I'll serve you the rest of my life. What can I do to serve you? So here I am, serving the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, you've been through it all. I enjoyed that testimony today, and I enjoyed it when you told a little bit more about how you and son, your son got in that tussle and the gun went off and shot your son. Thank for you and for all that the Lord has done to your life. It just shows us that no matter what you've been through in life, that God can take you and shape you and mold you into what he wants you to be.
Yes, he can.
Thank you. This has been Sister Lavinia, amen, Missionary Lavinia Reynolds from Michigan, amen. God bless you.
You as well, sir.
And thank you. Go attend to those grandsons, amen. Get them off to school here. God bless
you. I sure will. You have a blessed day.
You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Let me say to y'all, you heard this woman's testimony. She admitted, she shot her son. And not only that, she had 14, I believe she said 14. All right, I'm having to mute some of y'all. I see who you are. You got to learn to be still by the phone. I don't want to embarrass you. I want to have compassion on you, okay? All right. This woman had 14 abortions, man. So, and yet the Lord forgave her for all of that. And here she is testifying for Jesus Christ that God is real. Thank God for her. Amen. Wonder if there's anybody on this phone now who really can thank God for his goodness to your life, and you have a testimony of what God has done for you. And then your line has been open that you might tell of the goodness of Jesus. Who has a testimony? Who has a praise report of what God did for you? If you want to say he woke you up this morning, but whatever it is, you want to give God some glory and praise. Well, I'll have somebody on this line who wants to praise God in that format. Amen. The line is open to you. Who on this line?
Dr. Johnson, this is Ambassador Elect Mother Wilson. I'm thanking God this morning for how he's kept me. I thank him for waking me up on yesterday evening. I went to sleep and I thought it was 9 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock. And I was feeling bad. And thank God for waking me up. And I'm still waking up this morning to give a big support for my sister, Marty. She's doing much, much better and beginning to kind of walk some. Her kidneys is doing better. And she said, give her a praise report to y'all that God is really blessing her. And she's walking a little bit by herself. God bless you.
Wonderful. Little bit of instructions. I said, let me just say it like this. Tell her, I said, thank God for every little improvement that she makes. A lot of people haven't learned that. But you're thanking for every little improvement that you make. Okay? Tell her I said that. If she can take one step, tell her to say thank you, Jesus. And that, like, that's a tremendous thing. Okay? Every little improvement. All right? God bless all of you. All right, who else? I heard somebody else. Someone else have a praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Christy.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, good morning. I just want to first give honor to God and all of the saints on the line. I thank him for his mercy and his grace. For the last 4 months, I've been a manager during income tax season, but my office was in the war zone of Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm on the corner of 39th and Prospect, and all different type of spirits, people came through my door. And at the beginning of the season, I asked God to protect me from any harm, any danger, any type of situation that would put my life in danger, because I knew that I was in the war zone. And 4 months later, I just must say, out of all of the evil spirits that have walked through that door, I did what you told me to do. I took my holy oil. I anointed the doors. I anointed the chairs. I anointed the bathroom. And, oh, my God, there's so many things that I've experienced within the last 90 days in pertaining to evil and wicked spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And before I had anointed everything in that office, different spirits will come through that door with different agendas. And at first it was a battle. But after I took that holy oil and anointed everything, I noticed that different spirits that would try to walk through those doors would immediately turn around. Or even sometime would just freeze up at the door and couldn't even open it. And on the other hand, I've had clients come in the door and say, God said, come in. God sent them there. And that gave me the opportunity to witness to all different types of people and giving me a different reverence for life. So I just thank God for his protection. I thank God for the different people he sent through that door, just letting me know that they seen that angel at that door, that they felt his peace when they walked in that place of business. And I'm grateful for his mercy and grace over my life and just consistently showing me that he has my back. And regardless of what I go through, he's for me. So I told God, I said, if you let me make it through this 90 days without a scratch on me, I'm going to let everybody know that you're an awesome God, you're worthy to be praised, and that no demon, no weapon formed against you shall prosper if you really truly believe that. So I just want to thank God for just keeping his hands on my life and protecting me.
Yes. All right, now let me ask you a couple of questions. I know where you are, Sister Christie, in that area. Did the Lord send you there?
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, then he's going to protect you. Amen. Just
yes,
be wise. Be wise. Amen. In all thy ways, that's in Proverbs 3. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And
I even had a little 14-year-old girl come in there with her father, and she told me she was a sorcerer. A 14-year-old little girl told me she was a witch. She served the devil at night.
Well, greater is he that's within you than any witch that's in the world. So don't worry
about
it. Oh, my
God.
Be
Amen.
Prayerful. And,
I asked that little girl, I said, do you know what you're looking at? She said, yes. I said, have you ever seen an angel? She said, yes. I said, and you know you can't do nothing with no angel, right? And that little baby said, yes. And I said, my God, I just started pleading the blood of Jesus over her. And I'm going to tell you something. When that little girl walked in my place of business, she brought the devil with her. And when she walked out, she shut the door. But that evil spirit, she left in there. And I felt it, and I started praying. And I looked, and the door just opened on its own. And I said, God, you're an awesome God. You're worthy to be praised.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody that can tell me that God's not real. And nobody can tell me that the devil is not real, because I've seen them. I've seen both sides of the spectrum. You're thinking that grown people.
Let me say just a few things to you, Sister Christian. Once you read Revelation, the word is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Read this Revelation 21, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a chain, and he took hold of the dragon, the devil. And see, greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. And then Numbers 23 and around the 23rd verse tells us that God is not a man that he should lie. Yeah, he protects his people. Over there, you have to read Numbers, and you'll see there that God overcame the demonic powers there in that scripture there, just like he's going to protect you in your house. Amen. You believe it?
Yes. I had a demon tell me that he couldn't come in because it was an angel at the door.
Uh-huh. All right. Let me pray for you right now, Sister Krista. You got that oil?
Yes.
All right. I want you to put some on the door where you are. Amen. And I want you to go around your house and put oil on every door and touch every window. You don't have to put a lot on there. Just touch every window with a little oil, okay? Let me pray for you right now. You got the oil in your hand?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Lift it up to heaven. Heavenly Father, this oil that has already been anointed, I'm asking you to give it a double portion of thy anointing in the name of Jesus. And I'm thanking you, Lord, for letting this oil be so potent to represent you, that every demonic force that shall even come in contact or see it will be blocked from that home. God, the spirit realm is real. And every person who gets in it will understand, but those who are not in the spirit realm